This is NHR Sport.
Hello, and welcome to Nottingham Hospital Radio's weekly football highlights podcast, replaying the finest moments from recent games that the NHR sports team have covered for the patients and staff of the QMC and City Hospitals. On this episode, we have a double helping of Notts County highlights, with a sprinkle of Nottingham Forest in the middle from the past 9 days. Shortly, we are at the City Ground for highlights of the Premier League match between the Reds and fellow relegation strugglers, Crystal Palace. Following that, we will then head back over the River Trent to Meadow Lane on a cold and wet Tuesday night last week, as Notts County welcomed Gillingham in the English Football League 2. But first, we will head to Lancashire, where the Magpies travelled to the Highbury Stadium on the last day of January to take on Fleetwood Town in the English Football League 2. Your commentators for this game are Chris Orme and Richard Smith.
In this League 2 fixture on the Fylde Coast, it's Fleetwood Town against Notts County. And our referee, Ross Joyce, is just about to blow his whistle to get the game underway. Just start the game, man. We are underway in this League 2 fixture. Fleetwood smuggle it away only as far as Ayo Pender. He squares it towards Jody Jones to finish. Just wide of the right-hand upright when it looked easier to score.
He's got to hit the target, Jody Jones. Let's be honest, it's make the goalkeeper at least make a save. And it's a great ball across by Ayo Pender. And all Jody Jones has got to do is put his foot through it, and he's sliced it.
Jody Jones now on the ball. He's into the box. He squares it for Alassane Jatta. That'll be 1-0 Notts then.
That came from absolutely nowhere, to be honest with you. The ball was bobbling around in midfield. The ball just broke to Jody Jones on that far side. And everyone was looking to see whether he was going to cross it in the air. He didn't. He fizzed the ball along the floor, past the goalkeeper, and it was a 3-yard tap-in for Alassane Jatta. Right man, right place, right time. 1-0 to County.
The referee blows for half-time. As I say, scrappy first 20 minutes here at Highbury. But Notts, thanks to that goal on 38 minutes from Alassane Jatta, turning the ball in from a low cross from Jody Jones from the left-hand side, 3 yards out for his 12th goal of the season, is the difference between the two sides. Half-time then, here at Highbury, it's Fleetwood Town 0, Notts County 1. Half-time substitution for Notts County. Scott Robertson is on to replace Tyrese Hall. Almost underway. Referee blows his whistle. And the second half between Fleetwood Town and Notts County here on the Fylde Coast, just north of Blackpool, is our venue today. Jay Lynch clears it up towards Matty Platt. Thunderous header. And now Alassane Jatta's in a foot race with the keeper. Clash of knees. And that's going to hurt. Lynch went down in a heap. Alassane Jatta's not got back up. The ball was there to be won, I have to say. It was a 50-50. But Alassane Jatta's most definitely come off second best to the keeper there. Jatta is back to his feet. Gets a yellow card for that challenge. Well, that's adding insult to injury, literally. Robertson plays it forward. Undlove tries to shield the ball and win it, but fails to do so. And now Fleet will come away with it. Chance here for Evans. He's got in. In fact, it's Davis, the number 9. Turns on the edge of the 18-yard box and fires the ball in. And now we have parity here at Highbury Stadium. It's Will Davis' 7th goal of the season. It's now Fleetwood Town 1, Notts County 1.
And the problem there was County just couldn't keep the ball. It was bobbling around, and every time County players were trying to jump in for the challenge, and they just didn't fall for them at all. And then the ball initially fell. The ball was passed through to number 9, Will Davis, and he's wrapped his foot around it into the far post. Whether Fleetwood deserve it, I would say not, based on what's gone on so far. But if you just look in the midfield, County just not dealing with what they needed to in the midfield. The ball was bobbling around. They had 2 or 3 opportunities to get the foot in and get the ball away. Didn't fall that way, and it just rolls into Will Davis. And as you said, it's a great finish, but 1-1, probably flatters Fleetwood.
Norburn coming forward with it. Chips a ball forward for Unglove. He's onside. Could this be a goal for Matt Dennis? It is. Notts have a 2-1 lead. It looked offside to me, but Matt Dennis gets the ball in the back of the net and Notts have a 2-1 lead. The referee's brandished a yellow card for somebody shouting at the linesman on that far side. But Notts are back in the lead. 70 minutes gone here at Highbury. And Matt Dennis's 12th goal of the season means it's now Fleetwood Town 1, Notts County 2.
It looked offside from where we were. We are right in front of where it was. And Matt Dennis looked at least 1 or 2 yards offside. But the assistant referee didn't give it. The ball goes across. And what thinking from Leon Love. He could have taken the shot himself, Richard, but he knocked it forward, realised Matt Dennis was the man now behind the ball, behind the plate, squared it across for a tap-in.
Ball down the wide left for Couillard. Notts really now purring into the game. Couillard cuts inside on his right foot! What a decent effort that was. Great save in the end by the keeper. Couillard drifted inside from the left wing. Edge of the 18-yard box, unleashed a right foot effort, and Jay Lynch stuck out a big left mitt, and it's gone out for a corner, driven back into his own half. All eyes on the referee now. 97 minutes are gone, and Notts County win the game by 2-1 here on the Fylde Coast. Terrific work from the Magpies. 2 goals, one in either half, from Alassane Ajata and Matthew Dennis. The difference between the two sides. Will Davies did get a consolation on 63 minutes, but it's finished here at Highbury Stadium. Fleetwood Town 1, Notts County 2.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.
Next, we are on the banks of the Trent, at the City Ground, as Nottingham Forest took on Crystal Palace in the Premier League. Your commentators on this occasion are Alex Wood and Lewis Brown.
But here we go, we have kicked off the first half here as Nottingham Forest take on Crystal Palace in the Premier League, and it's Forest to take the kick, and the ball goes back to Matt Sells, who kicks it long, and then it's headed by a few players here at the City Ground. Throw comes in then, long throw by Aina towards the 6-yard box. It's headed clear, but only as far as Gibbs White. He heads it up into the air, it's bobbling about, nobody can clear it, and then Morgan Gibbs White puts the ball into the goal, and Forest take the lead on 4 minutes here at the City Ground. Palace couldn't clear the lines, the ball was bobbling and bouncing about everywhere. It finally fell to the feet of Morgan Gibbs White, just to the left of goal, about 8 yards out, and he slots it past Dean Henderson and into the Crystal Palace goal. And like I mentioned, after 4 minutes, it's Nottingham Forest 1, Crystal Palace 0.
We talk about how important it is to be both-footed as a footballer nowadays. Morgan Gibbs White, perfect example of that. Initially chests it with his chest, immediately brings it down, and then side puts it with the opposite foot past Henderson. No chance, unreal goal. Forest lead 1-0.
At the moment, although it's a corner now for Palace, so can they answer this question? As Will Hughes is told that the ball's just overhanging the segment, not in the segment at the minute. But it's going to be a left-footed in-swinging corner from Will Hughes for Palace towards the back post. It's headed well and cleared off the line by Nico Williams, and out for another corner. The Palace players are saying that it's gone over the line, and I don't know is it handball? Was that a red card?
That can't be. It looks like it's gone off his head, not off his hand.
So it's a penalty.
Has the referee given a penalty?
I think the ref's given a penalty and a handball. I think Nico Williams has handled this on the line, and he's been sent off for Forest as 4 minutes is added on. We're just seeing a replay now. It's headed at the back post. Yeah, it's his hand. Nico Williams has saved this with his hand and gets sent off for Forest after a header from Jefferson Lerma that was definitely going in. And that is so bad, because Forest are now down to 10 men and Crystal Palace have a penalty.
What goes through your mind to do that? What goes through your mind to do that? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I really don't. I don't understand why the Forest fans are applauding him at all. It's silly, it's rash, and it is costly, because here's Ismail Assar on the penalty spot going to take it for Palace.
It is, and another thing as well is, you would have, Sean Dyche, I'm sure, would have been saying to the players, don't do anything stupid in this game. This is a must-win game for Forest, and now they're going to have to play the whole of the second half down to 10 men. But it is a penalty now to Crystal Palace. It's Ismail Assar who's going to be taking this for Palace as he runs forward, takes some little steps, and then just puts the ball down the middle. Palace celebrate like they've won the FA Cup again. It's 1-1 here at the City Ground after 46 minutes. Croy loses out in a header to Jesus. And as he tries to turn away from the ball, that gives Tony Harrington a chance to blow the half-time whistle here at the City Ground, where Forest took the lead after 5 minutes. Morgan Gibbs-White with a fantastic finish, bringing the ball down off his chest and then slotting it past Dean Henderson after a bit of head tennis in the Crystal Palace penalty area. And that's the way it stayed right until just before half-time, when a corner came in from Will Hughes, was headed by Jefferson Lerma, and Nico Williams actually saved the ball. We thought it was a great header off the line to begin with, but the referee saw that it was actually his hand and sent Nico Williams off for stopping the ball from going into the back of the net. Palace got the penalty, which Ismail Assar dispatched, and that's how it's finished here at half time at the City Ground. It's currently Nottingham Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1. Well, we're back here at the City Ground for the second half as Nottingham Forest take on Crystal Palace, and the second half starts with both teams one apiece. It's 1-1 here in the Premier League as Palace kick off. And the ball is out for now a Palace throw. Sangari picks up the loose ball and kicks it forward, looking for Gibbs-White. He spins away from Riyad. He then gets pulled back twice, two times, pulled to the floor. But it's found Jesus, edge of the penalty area, takes a shot, but it's over the bar from the Forest man. He was on the edge of the area, on the edge of the semicircle, and he takes a shot, aiming for the top right corner, but it flies over Dean Henderson's bar and into the fans. And after 55 minutes, it's still Nottingham Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1. As the ball's kicked forward, but Uche plays it straight to Murillo. And then Murillo, first time ball to Gibbs-White. Gibbs-White now is able to get to the edge of the penalty area, trying to cut back inside and beat Mitchell. Doesn't, but Aina's there. Aina then takes a shot, but it's against the side netting. Is Ola Aina's shot, and it flies off the netting and into the advertisement boards, and Forest can make the substitution, but 68 minutes gone, it's still Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1. Out and finds Ryan Yates, who brings it under control with his chest. He's being pulled back, and then Pino comes and nicks the ball off him, then puts the ball through the legs of Anderson to Uche, who takes a shot, but his shot is hard and low, but wide of the Forest goal. And on 70 minutes, it's still Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1. Just Richards coming forward down the right. He's had to stop, though. Plays it back to Hughes. Hughes now plays the ball out wide to Pino. We've had the 93 minutes. He chips the ball in. Angus Gunn comes out and punches. Gets cleaned out. Referee says nothing. It's found Mitchell. He can't get it past Aina. Forest come away with the ball. And the referee blows the full-time whistle here at the City Ground in a game that Forest really have done fantastically to draw, having to play the whole of the second half down to 10 men after Nico Williams got sent off for denying a goal with his hand from a corner from Crystal Palace. Forest had scored in the first 5 minutes of the game with a lovely finish from Morgan Gibbs-White as he controlled the ball and then slotted it past Dean Henderson after a bit of head tennis. Like I say, then the red card came at the end of the first half, and Forest played the whole second half with 10 men against Crystal Palace's 11. Crystal Palace couldn't break them down. I'm not even sure they registered a shot on target in the second half. Forest had chances as well, but they also couldn't really work Dean Henderson. And here at the City Ground on this Sunday in the Premier League, it's finished Nottingham Forest 1, Crystal Palace 1.
You know, the one thing that we are always looking for at NHR is willing volunteers. Whether it's presenting a show, visiting the wards, fundraising, or many other roles that we have, it's bound to be a rewarding experience. On top of that, you'll be having a positive impact on the time that people spend in hospital. So log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the contact page and find out how you can get involved with us here at Nottingham Hospitals Radio. And finally, we are across the river at Meadow Lane for a game this past Tuesday as the Jills faced the Magpies in the English Football League 2. Your commentator is Richard Smith.
So just waiting for our referee today to blow the whistle. Well, the time ticks round to 7.45. There's quite a few games going off. Notts County get us underway in this League Two fixture between Notts and Gillingham. Corner then for Notts County. In it comes from Couillard towards the edge of the six-yard box. Header goalwards. It's a chance here. It's bobbling around in there. There's nobody can get it away for Gillingham. It'll come for Couillard again. He's into the box, he squares it. Oh, it just puts too much on it. And Matt Dennis was inches away from converting that into the first goal of the evening. But Gillingham there, it was panic stations at the back there trying to get the ball away. Cirulla, in it comes towards the far edge of the six-yard box. It comes out, headed away. Norburn will pick that up. Finds Couillard. Back to Norburn, right-hand side, halfway inside the Notts half. He's found Robertson in loads of space. Can he find a shot? Yes, he can! He sneaks it in between the legs of the defender, and Scott Robertson scores his second goal of the season, and Notts are one up with 25 minutes on the watch. It's Notts County 1, Gillingham 0! Out wide left for Jacob Beddo to run onto. Infield for Dennis. Edge of the 18-yard box. He finds Nick Cirulla. Bit of space for Nick Cirulla to curl one. Just wide of the right-hand upright. You could see what he was trying to do there. Good work from Jacob Beddo and Matt Dennis. But just the radar, just a little bit off there for Nick Cirulla. Squares it, looking for Tyrese Hall. It'll come to Couillard. Edge of the 18-yard box, Maz Couillard. Cuts infield on his right foot, tries a curler. Just wide of the left-hand upright, 41 minutes in. Maz Couillard tried something similar on Saturday. A venomous shot from the corner of the 18-yard box. Just went wide of the left-hand upright from Maz Couillard. Tried to curl it in. Keeper watched it, but I don't think he would have saved it had it been just a little bit further towards the target. Matty Platt's gone down in a bit of a heap. Ball through to Ronan Hale. Good save from Belshaw. That's the first time he's been called into action this evening. Ronan Hale it was, but Belshaw was out to meet him and saved with his knees. He can find Tyrese Hall. Plays it out wide first time without looking really for Tom Iopenda, who makes something of it, but the referee blows for half time. A satisfactory, if not spectacular, first half for Notts County, who threw that goal from Scott Robertson on 27 minutes is the difference between the two sides. Notts have had a few opportunities to knock the ball into the net a couple of three times, but other than that, Robertson effort on 27 minutes when he couldn't believe his luck and found himself in loads of space in the 18-yard box and fired a shot in low to the keeper's left hand in between the legs of a onrushing defender. And the keeper was unsighted, so couldn't get hold of the ball. Half time then, here at Meadow Lane. It's Notts County 1, Gillingham 0. Almost ready to go then in this second half. Notts winning the game so far by that Scott Robertson goal to nil. No changes at half time. Waiting for our referee, Abigail Byrne, to blow the whistle and get us underway in this second half. Good time to score a second here for Notts as Norburn runs over it. Robertson flicks it in, and it just hits the side netting. Everybody in the Derek Pavis thought it had gone in, hit the side netting. Good effort from Scott Robertson, very close to getting his second and Notts' second of the evening. Just shaved the outside of the left-hand upright. Terrific effort from Robertson. Going to be a corner then for Notts County. Maz Couillard will take it. There's a line of players 12 yards from goal. They're all running towards the ball now. Chance here. It's cleared off the line. It was a header from Platt. Comes back out to Maz Couillard. Just loses control of it. He wins it back though and runs the ball out of play. But it was a header from Matty Platt that was going goalwards, and it was cleared off the line with a last ditch header. It's good work there from Matty Platt. Ball out wide right for McCleary now, number 7. Cuts infield on his left foot. Cleared away by Couillon, not very effectively. Bradley Deck gets the ball across. That's a terrific save from James Belshaw with his feet. It looked a certain goal there for Sam Vokes, but James Belshaw rushed across and kicked it away with his left foot. 72 minutes gone. It should have been 1-1, but it wasn't. 8,731, including 404 Gillingham supporters, which is a good effort from them, I have to say, on a Tuesday night. It's freezing. It really is cold and raining. It's not stopped all game. 8,731 on at Meadow Lane today. Gets the ball back to Captain Beddo. Bennett's Couillard plays the ball left for Beddo. First time ball in towards Leon Glove, who could have taken that. Leon Glove tried a first time effort as the ball came across from Keenan Bennett. Leon Glove, just his eyes must have lit up, but I'm pretty sure that he could have taken that on. But Leon Glove there just needed to be a bit more composed with that finish, and it would have been 2-0. Comes back to Beckles, edge of the 18-yard box. Chance here. What a great save that is. Comes back out for McCleary. Infield for Beckles in the 18-yard box. Hutton out wide for McCleary again. Cross ball comes in towards the far post. It's headed down. Chance on goal. It's cleared away. It's off the line, is it? The linesman's got his flag up, and it's an offside flag. And James Belshaw, quite rightly, gets the congratulations of everybody in a Notts County black and white shirt. The referee blows for full time. What a very decent win that is, by 1-0. Notts have won all 3 points, and they quite rightly go over to James Belshaw for their congratulations. It's his 6th clean sheet of the season. But that goal on 27 minutes from Scott Robertson is the difference between the two sides. A terrifically hard-earned 3 points for Notts County. And they go into second place in the League Two table. And it's finished here at Meadow Lane. Notts County 1, Gillingham 0.
Well, that's all we have this time. Thanks for listening.
This is NHR Sport.